There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I'm not sure what city, I know the city, it's Woodruff. I'm not sure exactly what state. This is being reported by WBTV. But we, oh, there we go, South Carolina, I looked it up, sorry, South Carolina. Apparently a man is accused of shoplifting steaks and hides them in his colostomy bag. He's under arrest after sheriff deputies say he stole 5 packages of steak from a grocery store and hid them in a colostomy, in his colostomy bag. Spartanburg's County Sheriff's Office charged David Earl Hoyt, 55 years old, with shoplifting under $2,000. The theft was reported at a Food Lion on Highway 221 around 1:30 p.m. Tuesday. Two store employees said Hoyt placed 5 bags of ribeyes. Ooh, I could use a ribeye. Valued at $75 into the bag and left without paying. The employees identified the car and license plate of the shoplifting suspect as he left. The incident report states store security video confirmed those accounts. The deputy went to a home on Pool Street, and then I guess it's where his girlfriend was, and I think they ate the steak. I'm hoping they actually washed it off. People. Okay, anybody with a colostomy, you have a place in my heart for, because that's really, really rough. Okay, but I can't help you if you steal food and then you stick the food in it. Okay, by the way, why steak? I mean, I can understand ground beef, maybe. I mean, but how do you hide steak in the bag? That's tough. So, man. All right, we have the FDA okaying OxyContin for some children. OxyContin is one of the most powerful narcotic painkillers that we have, and the FDA has now approved the use of OxyContin for children ages 11 to 16 with severe pain. According to WebMD, the child's pain must be severe enough to require around-the-clock long-term treatment and not managed well by other treatments. OxyContin is the brand name for the time-release formula of oxycodone, which is, again, a very heavy narcotic painkiller. Now, studies requested by the FDA from the drug maker of safety in children and teens did support the approval. Sharon Hertz, director of Division of Anesthesia, Analgesia, Addiction Products of the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research Center, says in a CDER conversation, the new study data and resulting pediatric indication for this OxyContin gives doctors more specific information on how to safely manage pain in their pediatric patients after surgery or trauma. Unlike adults, children must already be taken and tolerating a minimum dose equal to at least 20 milligrams of oxycodone per day. So like Percocet, let's say Percocet comes 5, 10, et cetera, all right, oxycodones and Percocet. 20 milligrams would be 4 fives a day or 2 tens. That's still heavy, but that means that kid must be in a lot of pain. For at least 5 consecutive days, before then they could be put on the extended release, the time release OxyContin. They say this way the doctor knows that the patient tolerates and responds appropriately to opioids and knows the amount of opioid treatment needed to manage the patient's pain. You know, I know some of you are probably looking at this going, I don't understand, why do the kids need that? I mean, how does a kid not find regular oxycodone enough? We have to be very, very careful when we are working with a child who is in pain, because the trauma, okay, a child gets very, very traumatized easier than us adults that have been through a lot more. So that's why we baby the children. You know, like I still have young adults who will not get their blood work done or will not get a flu shot because they are still so traumatized as a kid from the painful experience of getting their blood drawn or a flu shot in the past. And it might have not actually been that painful per se, but they perceived it as such. So now you have a child undergoing a bowel resection for Crohn's or an appendicitis rupture or a femur fracture from a car accident. And it would hurt like the dickens. I mean, it would hurt. And, you know, you have a child in pain and vocal about it and screaming, et cetera. We want to have good pain control. I think a child would be easier to wean than an adult, but worrying about them becoming addicted is not our first thought when we're dealing with acute pain. When we're dealing with acute pain, we need to get this child out of pain. We need the child to eat. We need the child to walk again. Okay? If that child is so afraid of pain that they don't want to get out of the bed and they don't want to walk on that leg, then we're going to have problems with growth. We're going to have problems with healing. We're going to have other complications. You know, there's a family friend who had had surgery, and the family was adamant about the family member who had surgery not getting pain medication. And I could totally understand that. You know, we live in Las Vegas, and, you know, there's a lot of people out here that, unfortunately, anywhere, I think, unfortunately fell victim to chronic pain use, pain medication use. However, I decided to interject and say, look, you may want to make sure there's some pain control because there were some issues with physical therapy. Some of the physical therapy was not progressing like it should have. Why? Because the joint hurt. Now, one goal of physical therapy is to loosen up the joint and not allow adhesions to grow and prevent contracture of a joint. We want to make sure that joint has mobility. And so these joints need to be worked, and they need to be worked. And these physical therapists are amazing. You know, when you have a successful surgery, whether it's a hip replacement, knee replacement, big kudos to the orthopedic surgeon and the nurses, and big kudos to the physical therapist, because they're the ones that took that joint and got it mobile again. All right, but unfortunately, extremely, extremely painful. And so I'm a little bit more lenient, and, you know, the orthopedists are too, making sure patients have the pain medicine they need in order to be able to get through the therapy. It's so important, because, again, you know, it doesn't do us any good you sitting there in pain. So, you know, kids in pain, it's something that needs to be addressed and, you know, definitely evaluated. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, my nose is running. All that mucus talk from last segment. Ooh, hey. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so yeast. Ugh, we hate yeast infections. We hate thrush. We hate seeing candida grow under our arms and in our groin. And tinea is more in the groin, but sometimes we see candida too. The big, dark red with round satellite lesion yeast type infections. Kind of gross stuff. Well, scientists say they found a good use for it, though. Okay? Oh, yeast makes beer, too. Yeah. Oh, okay, so that's a good one. Scientists say they have genetically engineered baker's yeast to create powerful narcotic painkillers. The painkillers are called the opioids, and they include opiate-containing medicines like morphine, Oxycontin, and Vicodin, most commonly sourced from the opium poppy. The new technology may bypass the poppy, leading to faster and possibly cheaper methods of creating many types of plant-based medications, according to Stanford's team. Stanford University. They do a lot of smart stuff up there in Stanford. They say this is the only beginning. Study senior author Christina Smoky, an associate professor of bioengineering. The techniques were developed and demonstrate the opioid pain relievers can be adapted to produce many plant-derived compounds to fight cancer, infectious disease, and chronic conditions. Plant-derived because yeast of the plant. Okay? Well, not yeast, but coming from plants. And high blood pressure and arthritis. The finding, they say, however, has a downside. Some home-brewed narcotics could crop up once the technology becomes easily reproduced. Hence, once somebody figures this out on YouTube and starts to blast it all over the place, people are going to try to make their own narcotics. Okay, look what's been happening with spice. Anyway, other labs have been working on poppy-free opioid production. In May, a University of California Berkeley's team published a study in the journal Nature Chemical Biology, describing all but one step of a process to use genetically modified yeast to convert simple sugar into morphine. I would love that to have been one of my science fair projects. Not to take it. You don't want to take the stuff. Morphine, I can't take morphine. I was given morphine after surgery and I was so weak. But the idea that you could take something that a lot of people think is gross and is a pain in the butt to kind of deal with and cure into a medication. The chemical, I am dying to find out how they do that. That's fascinating. In the study, the Stanford team programmed the genetics of Standard's baker's yeast. Okay? When we use yeast to leaven bread, right, to make bread rise and cookies and all that other stuff. And the organism's fast-growing cells were able to convert sugar into hydrocodone in just 3 to 5 days. So you genetically program yeast to make something else. Currently, it can take more than a year to produce these drugs because poppies have to be grown on licensed farms, harvested, processed, and sent to factories. Then the material is refined into medicines. When we started work a decade ago, they said, many experts thought it would be impossible to engineer yeast to replace the entire farm-to-factory process. The scenarios where narcotics from yeast are manufactured in illicit labs, however, are not being, I guess, starting to form yet. But they say it would take 4,400 gallons of bioengineered yeast to make a single dose of pain medicine. Now, luckily, yeast is easy to grow. So I just don't know where they're going to have the room for this. So they're looking at options. They want to make sure that we don't have criminals getting involved, but, you know, So they want to engineer the yeast. According to a group that I guess they discussed this at MIT, they have safeguards. And the safeguards they want to have are engineer the yeast strains to make them less appealing to criminals. They could be designed to produce only opiates with limited street value, or they could be made to be so difficult to process that it's not worth the effort. Opiate-producing yeast strains could also have a DNA watermark to make them more easily traced by law enforcement. Wow. Can you imagine DNA fingerprints or watermarks? Oh, that's pretty cool. Tighten security around narcotic-producing yeast strains, similar to now what they do with prescription painkillers. Make sure that the DNA synthesis company screens all orders for DNA sequences, watching for those that could be used by criminals to generate opiate-producing yeast, and extend current narcotic laws to cover opiate-producing yeast strains. Some of you guys are like, why does this matter? Well, it matters because pharmaceutical companies are going to be less inclined to make pharmaceuticals such as this as the government starts to push more and more to have less narcotics out there and available. You know, I'm already hearing in my neck of the woods, a lot of my patients say, look, we don't have, the pharmacies are out. Okay, they don't have any more of that. They don't have any more the cough syrup. Like during flu season, pharmacies were running out of the narcotic cough syrup. And we heard pharmacies run out of narcotics because they're stocking less. This way, I think one pharmacy in the past got in trouble for filling tons of prescriptions. So the less they have, then they keep themselves under a level of prescription doling and filling so that nobody can claim they filled X amount of prescriptions. All they did was order X amount. That's all they sold. Once they sold out, they sold out. So we were hearing a variety of different things and theories as to what was going on. And of course, nobody wants to be sued. Nobody wants to lose their license. Nobody wants to have expensive settlements. Nobody wants, people forging prescriptions, etc. So it's a very, very hot topic right now. Very, very scary time for those of you that have pain. And people are going to want to create other ways to be able to have pain control. And that's another reason why you'll see the medical marijuana start to exponentially become more and more popular. Female sexual desire libido pill. A small drug maker from North Carolina may succeed next week, where many of the big, large pharmaceutical companies have failed, winning approval for the first drug to boost sexual desire. Okay? Sprout Pharmaceuticals is a husband and wife team. They have been a part of pharmaceuticals for a while, okay? But they wanted to market a drug that was to people who were frustrated with their sex drives. The couple's previous company, Slate Pharmaceuticals, sold an implantable testosterone pellet to men with low levels of the hormone. But Slate's marketing push had issues between the federal rules, and I guess the FDA had an issue with their testosterone medicine, and I don't really have all that history right now. But now they might be making a comeback with this women's libido pill. Pfizer, Bayer, Procter & Gamble have all studied and then abandoned potential treatments for female sexual desire disorder. All right? But if they get this, then they will have definitely made history in putting a first woman's pill out there for female sexual desire disorder. Apparently, the drug won a surprisingly 18-6 recommendation from a panel of FDA advisors in June. I wonder, was that the drug where people were accusing the FDA of being anti-woman? And I was a little nervous because I'm like, can we make sure this drug works? Okay, I want to make sure this drug works and it's safe. I think there was stories of hypotension and dizziness, etc. So anyway, small company may be able to make a big, huge splash. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. I'd really like to see where the consistency is on drug manufacturing and drug approval process. It seems like when the FDA wants something done fast, they do it fast. Okay? But when they want to dilly-dally, they dilly-dally. Why isn't there a set time and it's equal and it's fair? You know, we're still getting little bits and blurbs of Lois Lerner's IRS scandal, where she allegedly was, targeting groups on the right and giving them trouble when it came to getting their tax-exempt status, allegedly. And so, you know, you want to think that the government is going to do something by a set protocol, set standard, and they are going to, be as consistent. And you would think that would be the smartest way to do it. That would be the most fair. Doesn't seem to work that way. Same thing with the IRS tax exemption. When we went to school, things were supposed to be fair. Maybe they weren't all the time, but there was a set protocol. You take X amount of English classes, X amount of math classes. You take the PSAT, you take the ACT, you take the SAT. If you have this many credits, you graduate. That's just the way it's done. Yes, there could be some leniency on how to get the credits. You could do some summer school. You could come in early. You could do some extra projects, but it's still the same. And that's the process, okay? And still roughly done in the same time frame. Same thing with the IRS tax exemption status. You submit your paperwork, you do what you're supposed to, okay? There's a timeline, and if something doesn't fit right on the timeline, you can inquire to see how things are going, and there's some predictability. The problem with how we do things now in the government is there's not a lot of rhyme or reason, and so we're very, very confused. Copyrights, patents, just very confusing. But don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So New York is banning sales of Palcohol. Remember we talked about Palcohol? It's a crystalline alcohol product, powdered alcohol. Governor Cuomo signed the legislation today that will prohibit the sale of it. He says this dangerous product is a public health disaster waiting to happen. I am proud to sign this legislation that will keep powdered alcohol off the shelves and out of the wrong hands. It's powdered freeze-dried alcohol sold in small bags and is intended to be mixed with water to create alcoholic drinks. It's mind-blowing, the science behind that. I mean, I see so many uses for it already, but illegal in New York now. You mix it with water, create alcoholic drinks, readily portable. easy to conceal in its powdered form, which increases the ability for underage use to gain access to it. I mean, he's right. This is dangerous stuff. But for us adults, I could see so many. Oh, my gosh. I could see so many uses for that. Yeah, it's so hard to see science not being able to be used, you know? They say, additionally, mixing it correctly or ingesting it in its powdered form can lead to unsafe levels of intoxication. New York joins more than 20 other states that have banned the substance. And I agree. I mean, you can't have something like that out there. That is so powerful, a substance. People pixie sticking it, people snorting it, people purposely not adding enough water. Remember we used to do that with Tang? Okay? Back in the late 70s, you'd add water to the Tang, and you were like, wait a second, it tastes better when you add less water. Let's make it super concentrated. And I remember making Tang slush, kind of. Not ice slushy, but gooey, sticky Tang. And then just licking it on my fingers, and my mom would be like, what the hell are you doing? And so, yeah, people would be doing that with the alcohol. And it's, it just, you know, alcohol in powdered form where you add water. I mean, you know, was it Back to the Future 2 where you kind of hydrate your food? You have your food really, really, you know, then you stick it in a hydrator, and then all of a sudden you get a pizza? Yeah, that's kind of interesting. All right, playing Tetris could help you lose weight, possibly help you stop smoking. Whenever you start to crave something, they say play Tetris. A new study published in Addictive Behaviors finds playing Tetris for just 3 minutes reduces cravings by an average of 20%. But it, it doesn't just apply to cravings for chocolate. I doubt that. I'm sorry, no game of Tetris. You could give me $1 million to not eat the chocolate. Not going to happen. I'm going to eat the chocolate, okay? Sorry. But you could apply it to sex, sleep, cigarettes, etc. Over 1 week, psychologists prompted 31 participants age 18 to 27 to report cravings for food or drink, drugs, activities, and how strong those cravings were 7 times a day via text message. Of those, 15 participants were told to play 3 minutes of Tetris in between and report back. Playing Tetris decreased craving strength from 70 to 56%. I guess it may be what it does is you have to be busy. And that part of the brain allows you to switch off what's going on with your craving centers. According to the author, they say it's hard to imagine something vividly and play Tetris at the same time. So in order for, I guess, you to concentrate, you can't be thinking of eats. Researchers are so impressed that they hope to test the theory on people with drug addictions. They say this is the first demonstration that cognitive interference can be used outside the lab to reduce cravings for substances and activities other than eating. So they say they looked at undergrads, and they reported wanting something 30% of the time. Two-thirds of cravings were for food or non-alcoholic drinks. Well, they were hungry. 21% were for cigarettes, beer, etc. 16% they were craving about sleep, video games, socializing, and sex. We talked about smoking a lot on the show and how many of you guys can quit smoking. You just don't want to. And you've admitted to me the reason why you don't want to is because that's what keeps you slim. Every time you get a hankering for some food, you quickly go and put a cigarette in your mouth so you don't get hungry. I mean, it was one of the best kept weight loss secrets out there. You know, not only was smoking cool, not only did people get a buzz, but it was the way that you could stay slim. If there was something I could do every time I saw a cookie, or thought of something, and I got hungry, or I got a little hypoglycemic, and there was something I could do to, get my mind off of it, I could totally see myself doing that. But I just don't want to smoke because I don't need that. But that's how a lot of my family members kept slim. They smoked. That's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, apparently there is a man in jail. Okay? Because he had cut off a penis of somebody who, I guess, was in love with his wife. Okay? His name, 42-year-old Tokyo lawyer, is an unfortunate, I guess, victim whose penis was cut off and flushed down the toilet. A 24-year-old grad student believes his wife was having an affair with the 42-year-old lawyer. Police say Iki Kotsugai, an ex-boxer in college, reports the Tokyo Reporter busted his way into the lawyer's office yesterday morning, punching the counselor a bunch of times, removing his pants, and severing off his body part with a pair of garden shears. Kotsugai's wife reportedly works in the same office, witnessed the entire scene. Kotsugai told cops he flushed the penis down the toilet at the office. Tokyo police spokesman confirmed to the paper that the penis was indeed the member in question. You know, sometimes they find these things, you know, and they're like, okay, do we need forensics, you know, do we need to do DNA testing? I guess not with this one. The victim is right now recovering from non-life-threatening injuries, and Kotsugai has been charged with inflicting bodily harm. I don't know what I would do if I were you as a man who got accused of something that you weren't doing. I mean, I don't know if this guy was guilty of sleeping with his wife or whatever. But, you know, we've seen in enough movies that you mess around with somebody, you get shot. Okay? I think they believe that's why Bugsy Siegel was shot. But when I saw Making of the Mob New York, it seemed to be more the mob just wanted him dead and wasn't, you know, a husband who was upset. Because it seemed like a real big hit that he got, multiple gunshot wounds. But, you know, if you're sleeping with somebody, okay? I mean, you run that risk of being killed. Okay? Sleep with somebody that you're not supposed to. But what worries me also is the thought that you're being improperly accused when you didn't do anything. What if you have some psycho person out there that's delusional and thinks you're doing something? All right? That's some pretty scary stuff. So, wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hidden damage has been revealed now in veterans' brains from IED blasts. A research team at Johns Hopkins University said they have found a unique honeycomb pattern of broken and swollen nerve fibers in brains of Iraq and Afghanistan combat veterans who survived an improvised explosive device blast but later died of other causes. So maybe this is one of the things that causes the shell shock that has afflicted many soldiers since World War I type of warfare. A team of 8 researchers at a Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine looked at the brains of 5 U.S. combat veterans and compared them to 24 other brains of people who died from causes such as car accidents, drug overdoses, and heart attacks. And they found the honeycomb pattern is very unique to combat veterans' brains, found in the frontal lobe, which controls decision-making, reasoning, and other executive functions. So, traumatic brain injury, as we know, okay, happens when an external force comes against your skull or even near there to the point that you have a concussion. And they think maybe they actually see why it exists. Maybe it's because of the swelling, the counter coup, the hitting against the brain. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Former President George W. Bush's daughter, Jenna Bush Hager, has given birth to a girl named Puppy Louise, a name that is homage to her grandfather, George Bush. No. Yeah, great-grand. No, grandfather George H.W. Bush. Puppy is the second child of Jenna. She is, I believe, NBC News correspondent, and her husband, Henry Hager. They named the daughter after President George H.W. Bush's, whose nickname as a child was Poppy. So they now call her Poppy. All right, go. Congratulations, Jenna, a beautiful baby. There's been a lot of stirring and news on possibly Al Gore running. Al Gore possibly running and throwing his name in the ring on the Democratic side. You know, I don't know when it's too late to jump in. I think any time, especially when it comes to Hillary, because they're taking so gosh darn long trying to figure out what the heck she did with her server and what she did with her computers and her emails, and did they make some by the way, computer forensics, you guys rock. It would make sense to think that you should be able to see what was erased, what was switched, what was edited. I just wonder how they're able to time it, unless that's also, you know, if the computer program, you know, goes, okay, we're going to send this email out to Hillary, and it's going to be top secret. Nah, it's not that top secret. You know, really? Yeah, did you check it for typos? Yeah, nah, you can send it to her, not top secret. Okay, and they time that, they know when that happened. Then they send Hillary an email. It doesn't say top secret. But if they send the email, and it says top secret, okay, and they have it on that end, as in their sent email folder, and then her email, she goes, oh, you know what, I better change this, and then she changes it, then that's bad. I think that's even a felony. So now we're starting to hear, well, now maybe some other people are going to jump into the ring, okay? And some Democratic officials are saying, no, Al Gore ran for office, what, 15-some years ago? No. But here's the thing. When rumors are out there, it's something to kind of listen to, okay? Apparently in New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders has been gaining a lot of momentum. He's beating Hillary Clinton in the polls, whereas Hillary has been beating everybody else, even some of the Republicans, in polls throughout the country. And so it'll be interesting. Joe Biden throwing his name in the ring. I don't know if he's official. I'm not really sure if he's official. But apparently there was talk that his son, before he died, wanted him to run. But we're hearing little bits of scoop. Also, I guess, Democratic strategist, a Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand, and Biden would like to be president and would have been open to running if they have a viable chance of winning the nomination. I mean, that's the other thing, too, that's very, very interesting. You really need to peacock, okay, when you're going into politics, okay? Here's Hillary, who everybody knows has more money than, I don't know, right heaven. And, you know, you take a look at her running. And, you know, it's kind of going on very similarly in my neck of the woods with the congressional district, okay? Nobody really, wants to join the race if they don't think they have the funds to back them up. It's expensive. And you need to spend a lot of money. And when you look at political psychology, you know, you kind of are contemplating over, okay, well, wait, do we put our name in the ring early on so people know who we are? Like Huckabee. Huckabee blasted through Iowa a couple elections ago. But the newer people making more noise can change things. I mean, look at what happened so far with the whole Republican thing. Okay, who was one of the first to throw their hat in the ring and make a lot of noise? I think it was it Jeb Bush? I forget. Yeah, I forget. I know Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush. But then all of a sudden you have Carly Fiorina. You got, Trump coming in, and now Trump's getting all the media attention. So sometimes being first isn't the smartest move. So spending all that money up front, not smart. So what everybody wants to do is wait it out, and then when they think they could go in for the big push. I think it's sickening, the millions upon millions and millions of dollars that we need for these political campaigns. You know how much good we could do with that money? I would vote for the person who said, look, any money you want to give me for my campaign, don't. Give it to Komen for the Cure, or give it to Shade Tree, or give it to Blind Children Charity, or, you know, of Wisconsin, or whatever. Give it to Red Cross. But all those millions of dollars, or, all right, let's build a free clinic in the state. All those millions of dollars you guys are raising in Arizona or in California, whatever, put that to a free clinic. I would vote for that person. Because it's now, mind you, I work in media. So, yeah, we do need advertising dollars. We do need dollars for commercials, and we do. In order for me to do what we need to do, I need to make sure that the affiliate stations are running, the network is running. So, mind you, all right, that's important. But, you know, do these guys really need to spend millions upon millions and millions of dollars? Okay, there's got to be a cheaper way to make posters and pins and T-shirts. But, you know, while nobody can figure that out, we are spending God's amount of money. And if I was having trouble feeding my family in this country, I would be absolutely livid seeing all that money go to something that is not going into my baby's bellies. And it's frustrating. So if any of you guys out there are running for office and you are asking that people donate to charity instead of your particular campaign, let me just say bravo, and you probably have my vote. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study. They say we've been standing in line all wrong. Lines move faster if the person at the back is served first. Okay, this doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. They say a group of Danish researchers have discovered a rather unexpected solution to the long lines of people that appear at new iPhone launches or sporting events, etc. They say serving the person at the back of the queue can actually make lines move faster. And so, you know, first come, first serve seem to be the most fair. They say instead it suggests people, like apparently Italians do it like this. It often frustrates tourists, all right? And I guess the back of the line seems to get taken care of. I don't get how that works. But when you arrive first and you are served first, the system leads to longer queues, they call them, or lines, and more agonizing waiting times. So they considered a situation where a ticket open booth opens at a particular time so that people cannot line up before it opens. Real world applications are like at airports, where you cannot start standing in line until your flight is assigned a gate, or digitally when a website starts selling tickets. So I guess when you do the big rush, you end up, I guess, getting around faster. I don't know. Wait times reduce, etc. I think it gets kind of ugly. I think people get mean. I don't know how that would work with Disneyland. They said when the last person in the line is served first, not everyone can arrive at the last possible moment. So there is still an incentive to arrive early, but if everyone does it, they are long waiting lines. So people change their behavior by arriving in a steady stream, optimizing serving efficiency. That's interesting. Well, all right, that's waiting for lines. I don't know. That's, you know what? It's science. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Titanium rings are an issue for doctors. Apparently, people wearing these titanium rings, they end up, when people have trauma, their fingers start to swell. They're light, strong, durable, hypoallergenic, but we cannot remove them. And we need to actually cut these fingers off, not fingers, cut the rings off before you lose your finger. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.